This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Happening in sports in Saskatchewan, we've got it covered. The all-new Sports Cage. Be part of the show. Call 936-6262 or toll free 1-866-767-0620. On your radio at 620 CKRM and online at sportscage.com.
Saskatchewan, it's another week, and we're back inside the Sports Cage. Welcome on this Monday, April 29th. It's Barney Shankaruk and Maz McFly with you on this Monday. Alan's got things on the Ivory Keys over there. So we got a lot to get to, and I have some apologies to make as we get into the NHL. We got NHL, we got SJHL talk, we got Western Hockey League talk. We have a brand new national champion from Saskatchewan, the Regina Rebels. We're going to start the show with that in a bit. We're hopefully going to get Stryker Zablocki on the line to meet with us. Farhan Lalji's coming in. CFL draft, NHL talk there. Eric Francis is back. Of course, he knows everything when it comes to the NHL. So we think. And then Darian Durant Doubles is back for his segment starting the 5 o'clock hour. And Maz, Darian, we are putting him to work today.
Oh, CFL draft tomorrow. We said, Darian, you can probably break down. And we had a conversation, and he had said, as the quarterback, you need to know every other position on the field, not only on offense and defense. And so I said, okay, you're the fantasy general manager. You're going to tell us what every team is going to need in 2024 to be successful, including the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. And it'll be interesting to see what he says today and then what will happen tomorrow with JO and the scouting staff and what they come away with to see if they're on. But it's funny, I agree. There is so much going on everywhere in every sport. It's like, okay, so let's... If we're starting NHL, we got a coach firing today. If you're just joining the Sports Cage, Dave Haxtell, Seattle Kraken, pack your... You know what? You're out after three seasons, and I don't know. I never. Is it just me? And I don't know the guy, but just I never like.
He doesn't look super energetic. Maybe energetic the right word. He reminds me of Knobloch behind the Oilers bench. They seem very stoic.
And interchangeable. Like and a lot when I say Torts, people but you know Torts. You can tell that guy's a head coach of a National Hockey League team. Yeah. Like Torts is ready. He'll bench you or he'll fight you. One of the two.
Yeah. But with he runs a busy garage where they do tire changeovers right now. Torts could get that action done too.
Yeah, so Haxtell, after three seasons, 107, 107 wins, 112 losses, and 27 overtime losses. So it's
crazy. That's a lot of overtime losses.
So Dave Haxtell fired earlier today by the Seattle Kraken. You can't be surprised. Last year, did they overachieve? I thought they overachieved.
Yeah, kind of maybe caught a lot of teams by surprise, especially early in the season. Yeah, you know what? It's not show friends, it's show business, as they said in Jerry Maguire, right? So he's gone. You know what the word is, and I'm reading online, and Todd McClellan. A lot of people are thinking Todd McClellan, obviously a lot of ties to Sasky, former Saskatoon Blade, coached the Swift Current Broncos, and let go by Los Angeles earlier this year. They're talking about him in the mixer, Craig Berube. So there's going to be a lot of maybe it's the Denver college coach that we talked about, right? That should have got the Buffalo job.
It could be if it ends up being Todd McClellan. He's just a good guy and he's so smart. And wherever he goes, he sets them up for success. Has he been able to take the teams across the line? No. But as far as taking a team with basically no structure to having structure, they're good. It'll be interesting after four and we get Eric Francis's take on what he thinks. Probably the funniest story from the weekend, because the internet is melting down. The Toronto Maple Leafs are in a shambles.
Yeah.
And if the games were just on radio, that would be one thing for them to be losing. But since there's cameras everywhere and people on, what was that, on Saturday, everybody turned into a lip reader to find out what Austin Matthews and William Nylander and Mitch Marner were saying on the bench. And it's just a disaster from there.
And Austin Matthews has his face turned, so you can't really make it out. I'm sure, you know, there are some professional lip readers out there that could have. But then the Nylander, that was hilarious, because that's clear as day. You know, this isn't Junior. And
yeah, what is it? Stop crying. Stop crying, bro. This isn't Junior. Well, and I mean, Mitch Marner throwing his gloves down. I was busy, because when we go to Notre Dame on Thursday, one of the guys we're going to talk to is Wendell Clark. And I can't imagine on any team that Wendell Clark would have played on in minor, in when he was, it would have been in Notre Dame or in the Dub or in the NHL, that if somebody on the bench would have thrown their gloves down like that in disgust if things were going wrong, what would have happened to you behind closed doors?
You would have got your eyes pumped shut by Wendell.
Probably.
Yes. Let's stop that right there. Wendell Clark, Sasky Beauty. We have her on the line. We have to go. This is crazy. They win the national championship on Saturday, the Regina Rebels. 2-1 win over the North York Storm. Celebration. I'm sure they get back yesterday. Joining us on the Western Pizza Hotline is absolute, I'm going to call her the best 16-year-old in the country, hockey player. And leader from the Regina Rebels. We've had her on before. Striker Zablocki. Now, Striker, you loaded everything up and you made your way home today?
Yes, I did.
So it's just back to Prince Albert for the summer, or as of today?
Yeah, back for the summer, back until next year.
That is awesome. All right. So you guys play North York. First game out of the gate, tough game, losing overtime, and then, you know, you run through the tournament and then you meet them again in the final. Did you learn a lot about them through that week? Did you guys know kind of what you knew going in? Did a lot change for you guys when it came to game plan going into that final?
Yeah, definitely. Well, in the first game, we were up 4-1 in the second period, and they actually ended up coming back and then getting the OT win. So we pretty much outplayed them the whole game except for the second period. So we knew we could do that again. And we watched them throughout the week, learn their systems. And then in the end, we ended up countering those and we got the win.
Yeah. I was talking to Anna Benoit's dad, Renee, and then he was just saying how much of a grind the week was. Like, you guys played, and everyone did, you guys play a lot of hockey compacted into like 1 week for this ESSO Cup.
Oh, yeah, 100%. 7 games in 7 days is not easy, and it showed in the final game. Everyone was exhausted.
Did you guys do anything, or did the coaches and training staff, did they, you know, regiment you at all throughout the week from kind of what teams have learned going to this national championship in the past?
Not necessarily, but I think most of the girls knew what to do anyway. Like, recovery was really key. All of us had ice baths every night just for that quick turnaround, and stretching lots, rolling out, all that kind of stuff. And it definitely helped in the long run.
So I'm in Estevan, Maz, watching this game with Gabrielle's 2013 Growl spring hockey team, right? So there's all these, you know, 10, 11-year-old girls just glued on this game. Everyone's cheering loud. Now, Striker, I watched the highlight again this morning. You pull away from that defender and you go in on that goalie. You're telling me that you were tired. You found a different gear. I know you're fast, but it seems like you found a different gear there to get into that loose puck.
Yeah, I feel like every puck mattered, and I saw the opportunity and I took it. I pretty much gave all I had into that puck and ended up scoring, so that was good.
So, Stryker, it's Maz here. You guys win, and I'm assuming that mom and dad, like, I'm a girl dad. Our girls don't have cell phones yet. I assume that you do. Have your messages been blowing up, or have there been some text messages coming in from people maybe you've never met before saying congratulations or just passing on kind words? Because you're kind of a national hero now, and you guys are really, it's not that people didn't know who you were, but you really put the Regina Rebels on the map.
Yeah, well, I feel like everyone was really excited. Everyone was getting texts from lots of people. I was getting texts from people I didn't know and just congratulating all of us. And I think that it really just showed that all the adversity we faced this year and got through, that it really mattered. And we're national champions now, so that's a pretty big deal for us. And hopefully the Rebels can do it again.
Hannah Tresick in net too. She makes, you know, stops 26 of 27 shots. It's always comforting when you have a solid goaltender, and definitely you guys had, you had two of them, but Hannah again stepped up to the plate.
Yeah, it's really nice. Hannah played an unreal week, and we really needed that, especially in the final game. She played outstanding, so it's always, like you said, comforting and helps us out knowing that we can just focus on scoring and playing defense, knowing we have a good goalie who can stop the pucks in the net.
So Hannah, now that you're back home in Prince Albert for the summer and you are a national champion, you got a nice medal, right? Did you get a medal?
Yes.
Now, does that get you out of having to, like, unload the dishwasher, you know, clean rooms, the household chores that mom and dad may make you make? Does that buy, do you like, I'm a national champion, please, I'll let somebody else handle that job?
Not at all.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
See, that's the Saskatchewan humble that we like. Now, okay, so what's the long-term plan? Is it you want to stay?
She's got a full ride. She's got a full ride to Northeastern.
Okay, so the Northeast, and you must be seeing what's going on in the Professional Women's Hockey League. I'm assuming, can I assume it's safe to say that is a goal? We could be watching you on a Friday or Saturday night here in a couple of years. Is that in the long-term plans?
Okay. Yeah, that's definitely a goal.
Okay. Yeah, and then, okay, so my question is, your favorite hockey player, I didn't ask you this the last time I interviewed you, is it a female, is it a male? Like, what kind of players do you really watch and I guess try and tailor your game after?
It's actually Austin Matthews, and I kind of try to tailor my game after him, and he's a great shot. I try to shoot like him, but...
Are you a Leafs fan?
I'm quite there yet, but...
Are you a Leafs fan?
Not really. Okay. I'm an Oilers fan, but I really like Austin Matthews.
Because they're an absolute dumpster fire right now, the Leafs.
Oh, I know.
You guys freaking out on the bench and all that. That would never go with the Regina Rebels. Well, I know. Okay, so you're Prince Albert now. So you just do you have classes? Are you going back to Carleton? Or, you know, what does the next couple months hold for you?
Yeah, I just switched school. So tomorrow will be my first day at Carleton again. And it's pretty simple change. And just going to the same classes I was at Miller.
Are you going to, do you wear the medal tomorrow, or are they doing anything in the gymnasium for you?
Not that I'm aware of.
Oh, come on, PA Carleton teachers. Get on it. We got a national champion. I know, Stryker, you drove all the way home. You just got home. And I got to say, really, congratulations. Again, my daughter was the seventh skater earlier this year. You guys, just absolute pros in that dressing room. And such nice young ladies, and so happy and proud. Just being from Saskatchewan, too. And I know this is, it's a busy day for you, and you took some time today. So totally appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
That is national champion Stryker Zablocki from the Regina Rebels. Yeah, Maz, you know what? Besides maybe the odd game that I'm really hammering with a few units when it comes to gambling, I was cheering loud watching this. It's like a Sasky pride thing, right? You're from Sasky. You get it.
Well, it is, because you heard her say it early in the interview. We're national champions. Nobody can ever take that away from, no matter whatever happens going forward in their hockey career. Because here's the thing. If this team sticks together and they get close, but no matter what will happen next year or the years to come, that can never, ever be taken away. That they'll always have the medal. They'll always have the memories. And it was interesting to see how, you know, kind of the in the sports bubble, how this was catching on, not only around here, but in a lot of the other areas. You're watching me like, wow, that social media channel picked it up. Or I didn't realize that those guys were interested in under 18 women's hockey. But I think because of everything that's going on in the PWHL and all of that, that the spotlight's on. And then you're seeing some... You're seeing some really good hockey. I think that was the bottom line. The hockey was really good.
You, like I said, Gabby was a seventh skater. You go and watch, and even in warm-ups. You just watch them warm up, and this, like, this ain't your mom's women's hockey from the 80s. Like, with the technology and how they, and the size, it's really the goalies. Like, the size of the goalies, it's like, wow, like, that, there's not a lot to shoot at there. And these girls, ladies, can wire the puck. Like, they have top-notch shots. So, super proud. We got to mention Berlin Lolliker. She had a goal in the final. She set some kind of record, like, just went off in the tournament. So, super proud. And, yeah, just Sasky, right? They bring home a national championship. The Regina Rebels 2-1 win over the North York Storm on Saturday. Time for our first break. When we come back, we're going to head out onto the Western Pizza Hotline again and chat with Farhan Lalji from TSN. You're listening to The Sports Cage on the home of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, 620 CKRM.